Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you are now tuned. Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
Sean Ross. Sean Ross. Sean Ross from No Limit.
And you tuned in.
Sean Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi stand up.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates.
You're listening to eWater Radio, KEWR-DB.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, y'all. We got out. Big show tonight, y'all. I mean, I got family in the house. Anytime you come on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, we have nothing but family love, family friends, entertainment, business. We got some business to get down to, some serious matters to talk about, and some laws of edification will be in place today. So with no further ado, big sister, my co-host, publicist of the West Coast, she's in the building every week. GM, y'all give it up for Miss Lisa Stewart in the building. What's up, sis? What's going on with you?
Hey, how y'all doing? Over here grinding.
Grinding. Mm-hmm.
Grinding.
How's the weather on the West Coast?
Oh, it's beautiful. Cooled down a little bit, just perfect now. Now you can actually be outside and do some work. That's what I've been doing. Yard work.
Wow.
Got me wanting to go blow up pools so I can live fabulous around here.
that way. Hey,
right.
Sis, we're gonna cut into it. We got some bona fide certified guests in the building. They've been doing it, pitting it down. I'm just gonna bring everybody out, and we're gonna have some candid conversations, get to know some folks, some good feeling. And the first thing they always say, ladies first. First, I'm bringing out to the show, to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, my homegirl, representing the 513. She is a comedian. She's doing big things. She's a host. She's empowering her community and doing what she do best. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know this woman by now, she will definitely be a household name. Hey, give it up, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Miss Monique in the building. What's up, Monique?
Thank you very much. That was a marvelous.
Ebonique is in the building.
Thank you.
Hey. I said that E because that E you got to say Ebonique. See, you got to pronounce that E. And like Ty Ebs. Ebs, because when she put it right, she goes, Ebonique. What's going on, sis? How you doing? Welcome to the show.
My middle name is Monique, though. That's my middle name. I just kind of put my first name and middle name together. My name is Ebony Monique. Yeah, you know.
No way.
So that's
I like that, Ebony Monique. I like that. So, Ebony, while we got you on the phone, and before I bring the next guest on to have kind of conversation, give us this. Let America know who Ebonique is and where you start your comedy, where you from, and what motivates you to get into this entertainment industry.
Oh, man, everybody knows it's never a dull moment with me. You know what I'm saying? So I just use my God-given talent to, you know, uplift the universe, do what it is that I do, the talent that's been given to me by the Most High. I just use it in every way that I can, and it's just all coming out in different ways. I do a little bit of everything.
Okay. All right. We're going to let you in a few. We're going to let you give America a taste, give them a little taste what it means to be in the footsteps of Miss Ebony in the building. Hey, but well, with no further ado, I'm bringing the other guests on here. We're going to chime. We do our show every week, very organic. Bring everybody on, and then we just have our kind of conversation. And America likes it, you know. But I'll share some other news coming up in the very near future. But ladies, this is for Ebony and Lisa. This is for the ladies, all the ladies out there that's looking, the single ladies that's been looking, really trying to be a part of this. This brother right here coming to, my nephew is coming. He is phenomenal. He's dropping his single right here today on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. Ladies and gentlemen, he's phenomenal. He's doing things prophetically. I want y'all to give it up. Give it up for my man, King Titus is in the building. What's up, nephew?
What's good? How's it going, man? Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure. My platform is your platform, King Titus. Welcome to the show. And King Titus, me, comedian Ebony, you know. Sometimes you got to have somebody open up. I see a video. Yes. Okay. So King Titus, let's get to the business, King Titus. We cut through the chase and get to the main parts. I want you to take America. Give us a little sample about what made you get into the entertainment business. You know, because I've known you pretty much all your whole life. From the Swag Kids to King Titus. So tell America a little bit something about you. What made you do and what motivated you to still be in the business you're in?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm from Los Angeles, California. You know, that's like the heart of the entertainment industry. 19 years old, singer, songwriter, dancer, rapper. And as far as just what made me get into it, I mean, I feel I was always surrounded by music and entertainment at a young age. And I spent a lot of time, even at an early age, studying great artists like Michael Jackson, Usher, Chris Brown, Prince. Being able to do that at a young age allowed me to really, truly understand how I can develop my personal skills as I grew up, because I always had a little knack for dancing, for rapping, and for singing, and I kind of just had to find my own lane and stay confident in myself. And you know, I feel like as far as this young generation, that's really a gap that's missing as far as young male artists that are true performers and entertainers, and I feel like I fill that gap.
Okay. Oh, y'all hear that, Lisa? Y'all hear that, Ebony? Okay. Watch out.
Yeah.
All right, you know, number one question, everybody says, you know, that I've heard and seen you out on the West Coast and abroad, they say, man, your nephew with the six-pack, you and Romy, I can't get, you know, the phone lines are blowing up right now, and it's just phenomenal to know that you are in the building, and single ladies, I already told them when I've had to fly, like, everybody's trying to figure out, like, who and where can we find King Titus? Oh, it's his track. Oh, so y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the video officially drops and the next video that's coming. We're going to get into your music shortly. But before I go any further, answer this question. Is it true that King Titus is single?
King Titus is not.
Why are you doing it like that?
You got to get the industry answer.
I'm just focused on my music right now.
This is what you learn. Tell him, Lisa. Tell him what he's supposed to say. Lisa. Go ahead, PR. You're supposed to do damage control or anything. Make sure that this is our prize, baby. We got to make sure he's all right.
We're going to work on that answer.
We're going to work on that answer, but by the end of the show, we're going to have one. But I also got a special caller just called in, King Titus, Lisa, Ebony. I got to give this – oh, he's in the building. This brother, I've been rocking with this brother, and I thank God for him. He is a man of God. He's a prophet. He has been doing blessing people. His prayers have touched – you know, souls, and he's doing a good work in the community. And I'll be remiss if I didn't bring him in stage to enjoy, since I got him and he's listening. And I will let King Titus do what I'm doing. This is my brother. Y'all, ladies and gentlemen, around America, y'all give it up for Mr. Dwayne Omar in the building. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
What's happening with you? All right, it's good to have you. Hey, it's good to have you in the building. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. So, well, I got you, but yes. We go into getting to the nitty gritty because we got a whole hour and we gonna burn it. We gonna burn it like it's gonna be here and gone before you know it. So, Mr. Dwayne Omar, we know that you come from a musical background. Can you give us a little a tutorial about what you do, how you've been doing it, how long you've been doing it? And just give us some of the bells and whistles.
Yes, sir. First of all, thank you for having me. What's happening, Lisa? And Ebonique, God bless you.
Yes, thank you.
Around age nine, I received a gift from second uncle, who was the late great blues guitarist B.B. King. And it was a harmonica, and I'm like, what are you giving this harmonica for? I don't really want no harmonica. I want some money, right? So I was about 9 years old, right? And it was later when I found out what he actually gave me. I got the bug probably around 11, 12. I came up in JP Project. And my mom was a person who also sang and wrote, but she didn't have the opportunities I had because she grew up in, like, the Jim Crow South where they said, we don't teach niggas there. You know what I mean? That type of thing. So she kind of lived vicariously through me. So to make a long story short, one New Year's Eve, she took some money that was supposed to be for a phone bill, and she snuck it to me, and I went to a pawn shop and got a bass guitar. And the rest is history. And I find out later that Tina Turner was a first cousin, and then so on and so forth. But I started playing bass professionally at age 13. I recorded my first records with Arthur Baker, who produced Swept Away for Diana Ross and You're Out of Touch for Holland Notes, I worked with Maurice Starr at the very beginning of the New Edition era. When I was 17, I hired New Edition to come do a gig for me for $100, not again $100K a night. So what I'm saying is that I've always been around. I was Ralph Tresvant's music director for the Budweiser Superfest. You know, later on when we did the Suave stuff for Capitol Records, which was a remake of My Girl, the Temptations song. So it was just one of those things, like King said, music was always in the house. And because it was always in the house, it was no big thing for someone just to go downstairs in the studio and record something because we thought everybody had it like that. You know what I mean? It was no biggie. But what King didn't tell you is when he was about, I think, 7 or 8 years old, might have been 9 years old, he asked me to go in the studio, and I let him go in there by himself. And he did a song that he produced the beat by himself. I think he pinned it, and his sister helped him with the hook or something, but it was called Like a Boss, and it got 7 million hits on YouTube. Then, of course, the phone calls coming in from Warren G's people, and then some clowns from overseas tried to extort 50K out of us, or he was going to delete his views. So I said, once you have your people meet me at Starbucks and we can talk about it. You understand what I'm saying? Because I was going to see him street style, right? And he didn't show up, and then the views disappeared. And I know that King was discouraged and went back to sports for a while, you know? So, when you get bit by the bug, it's going to come back. So over the last few years, he's just been surprising me because he didn't transform from being a dancer / rapper to a dancer, rapper, singer, and overall performer. And then when he opened up for, I don't know if it was Chris Brown or somebody at the Staples Center for the BET experience, and I seen him do the split and the crowd went crazy, I was like, how can this dude, this is my son, but at that point he became this dude. He's 6'5", he drop and do a split like James Brown and Michael Jackson, get back up like it ain't nothing. I said, oh, boy, I think I got to come out of retirement. I'm coming out.
Wow.
It's always been around.
Well, okay. I like that. All right. Since it's always been around, it's something that we do every show. And then I'm going to have everybody give me their input on this song. And then we're going to get into King Titus and then Ebonique. I'm going to give Ebonique the floor because, you know, I always give comedians the floor, you know, to give us their best hot five on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Show. But we got to do it like this. One time, y'all. All right. May Eula, this is for you. Thank you.
It kind of made me laugh. It took me way back, back down memory lane. I see the happiness, I see the pain. Where am I? Back down memory lane. I see you standing there, such a happy, happy pair. Love beyond compare. Look at there, look at there. Slipping fast.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. Oh, man, I had to let it play a little bit longer because, you know, I get the memories and thinking about Grandma and Grandpa and Five Mile Lane, BD1, Great Grandma, Helen and Montgomery Beard. I mean, it just takes me there. I'm just lost. So I'm at least you know how I get when I hear this song. So hey, well, I'm gonna ask everybody, when you hear a song like that, we gonna Lisa. I mean, you can take charge of that. I'm on an emotional roller coaster.
Sure.
But what we want to ask. Go ahead, Lisa. Go ahead and ask me. Tell them what that song means to them.
So we just want to know, you know, when you're going back down memory lane, what memories stand out in your mind, in your life, like things that happened to you that got you where you are, you know, that type of thing. So I guess we'll start with Ebony.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. What was the question?
So what kind of memories do you have in your life that,
oh,
you know,
man,
that's kind
just
of brings
about,
back?
You know, I think about sitting on my grandma's front porch and got the kids outside running and playing on a sunny day, and you playing tag, you it, you know, stuff that you don't see nowadays, you know.
Right. How about you, King Titus? I know that's before your time, but, you know, just take us back to a memory that got you where you are today.
I would say, like how either between when Sean mentioned the Swag Kids or when my dad mentioned, like, the single I did when I was, like, 10 years old, when I listen back to those, and I know I've grown a lot since then, but when I hear those, I really think about what it really took for me to develop my skills now, and when any time I think about those songs, I just realize that I really did have to push myself, so it's really a good thing. At first, if I would have heard any of those songs about a year ago, I wouldn't even want to hear myself, because, you know, but now that I really, you know, get to appreciate the journey, hearing those songs, that's one of the things for me.
Nice. How about you, Mr. Omar, Mr. Wayne Omar?
for me, I'm probably more on the page where Sean is, because I was of the impression, my mother passed in 2010, and I never imagined being on the planet at a time when my mother wasn't on the planet. I thought she'd be here till Jesus come back. So for me, it ain't super happy going down certain memory lanes, certain things I just choose not to think about. You know what I mean? So for me, I don't want to be a buzzkill, but that's where it is for me.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I really appreciate that. But so we just made a pact on this show that we're going to every show that we just go back down memory lane. Because sometimes you got to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. You know, it's trials and tribulations, struggles. And so, you know, it's a testament, you know? So, you know, like King Titus said, the journey he traveled before I seen him with the Swag Kids and you, Dwayne, you know, managing it. And I know Ebony, you know, wasn't easy doing what she do. And, of course, Lisa just taking a whole, you know, we had so much going on. It's like, hey, your head gets to spin. But we have to learn to appreciate, you know, those memories of those times. I'm learning. I call them learning curves, those mountains and the valleys, man of God. So, we moving, we moving and grooving. Before we get into King Titus, I you know, like we said, I want to set the stage for America. That if you're listening on Roku, if you're listening on Android, if you're listening on Apple TV, if you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, this young lady's coming to stage for her hot 5 minutes. We put people on the spot. This is organic. And King Titus, you're next. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, come to the stage. You've seen this lady on Def Comedy Jam. You've seen this lady on Who Got Jokes. You've seen this lady on Comic View. You've seen this lady. If you haven't seen her, she's been in your backyard. She's been in your backyard. She's been in your TV. She's been in your bathroom. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage right now. I want everybody to give her a round of applause. Give her the love, the Sean Ross love. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, give it to Ebony. In the building.
Thank you very much. I was like, he's talking about me. I appreciate the love, man. What's up, Sean? I'm excited to be on here with you tonight, man.
Hey, it's a blessing. Hey, it's your show, your flow.
Yes.
Hey, the next five. You want to give people a little bit of sample of what you got going on this weekend?
Yes.
And then you know, go ahead and bless us with about at least 2 minutes of hot jokes. Let's go. Get it in. It's your time.
Just want to say hello, everybody. Shout out to all the frontline workers, you know, out there during this time, you know, facing the pandemic and everything, including myself. Y'all, I'm a registered nurse by day. That's what I do. I do my comedy at night. I have a lot of fun with that. Get a chance to meet Loose Ends this Saturday at Hamilton County Fairgrounds. Pull up to the drive-in, first drive-in concert ever in Cincinnati this Saturday. August 29th, the gates open at 5
that's
o'clock. Your truly will be hosting.
Concert.
Yep, we got Sean Ross on there with me.
A drive-in concert.
Yeah.
They drive in everything it costs.
Yeah,
y'all
done lost me a few pounds
drive.
Since y'all. Y'all done lost me a few pounds since y'all seen me last, man. I'm a lot more comfortable now. You know, I'm tired of holding my stomach in everywhere I go, man. I already can't breathe. I gotta wear a mask and hold my son again. I'm asking for too much. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, my doctor gonna tell me to lose a few pounds.
My doctor gonna tell me to lose a few pounds.
You know what I'm saying? So I went and got me a second opinion. I found out my weight is perfect. I'm just too short for it, June. You know? You know what I'm saying, man. I'm gonna keep a little meat on me for my man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's some benefits out here to being a plus size woman. You know, I like staying warm during the winter months. You know what I'm saying? Like you don't know how many times my man hands been cold, and I said, put him under my stomach, boo.
I love it.
I'll be like, yeah, baby, it's warm under there, you know. Then you reach in there and find him a couple now, later, you know what I'm saying? Couple salt and pepper packets, the bootleg man selling DVDs under there. Talking about I got that Bad Boys 1, 2, and 3 all on one disc. 1 for 5 and 2 for 20.
But I'm telling y'all, with this pandemic, it's been a trip being stuck in the house. Man, I missed a lot of cookouts this summer, man. I'm mad. My people be killing me. They have a barbecue. I don't know about y'all, but every time I miss a cookout or a family function, it's always somebody talking about how good the food was. And they be rubbing it in, too. Like, them ribs was good. They was falling off the bone. How come to me always falling off the bone when I ain't around? I'm like, yeah, girl, right off the bone, into my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I was licking my fingers and everybody else. Where was you at?
It's all wow.
But I'm going to give it back to y'all. I'm excited for this Saturday, man. It's going to be lit. We got Jane Eugene, Loose Ends, Tom, Jamaican Funk, Brown. It is on and it's going down.
All right, all right. Y'all heard it live, live. Give it up for Miss Monique.
Ebonique.
Also, please check out my website, too. Laughlife.com. Oh, yeah, you ain't time for your tag yet. Ain't time to get your tag yet. You still on the show. We ain't letting you go, Ebonique. Hey, and since you said that, Ebonique, I got a caller just chimed in. And I want to bring him to the floor. He got a question for you. I think he may have a question, and he just want to say something to you. Ladies and gentlemen, and y'all, give it up for Mr. Mark Bolden in the building. 353 Promotion is in the building. What's up, Money Mark? How you feel, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Everybody good?
Yes, what's up?
Doing well.
That's good, good. God bless y'all. Good to be on the show, Sean Ross.
Yeah, you know how we do.
Yeah.
Great show. Great show. That's it.
All right. Mark is bachelor. He's one of the biggest promoters in the Midwest. So if you need any promotion done for your city in the tri-state area of Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, look up Mark Bolden, 353 Promotions. All you got to go is 353 Promotions. And while we're on it, well, I got another artist that's in the building. Mark, by the name of King Titus, my nephew, we're doing big things.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I want you to listen. We're about to drop his single. I'm not going to wait any longer. Before we drop it, I want King Titus, what motivates you to do this song, and what inspired you to do it the way you've done it?
Yeah, so with Independent Woman, which is the name of this track, but this song in particular, I wanted to put an emphasis not so much on, you know, anything, any experience that I've went through or anything new that happened to me, but more so just a general aspect of how it'd be for a man that handles his own business to be attracted to a woman who's independent or who already got her own stuff going on. And I think there's really something special about a woman who thinks you add value to their life, not just because of anything tangible or anything like that, but the other stuff, and stuff that only a man can provide. But, you know, seeing an independent woman is something that's worth catching. So that's what inspired this song.
Okay. Well, hey, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Bolden, I want you to hear this. I want y'all to let me know if it's a hit or miss. Hey, we ain't tripping on this show. We call it like it is at face value. We love you. For God, for say all the Central State Marauders out there that's listening around the country. Here we go. King Titus is in the building. Independent Woman.
Independent woman.
but can you handle? A man that can treat you well, take me for ransom. Don't want bits and pieces, baby, give me an answer. And you say, girl, you're pretty, give me an answer. Me and my baby be matching, coincidental. Hop in this foreign, it's not a rental. Y'all hate to sip and be sentimental. Baby, in line, straight like a pencil. Don't like you crying, get you a tissue. Them jokes is lying, don't let them get you. I'm coming different if there's an issue. Baby, I like that. I miss your call, I'm coming right back. I just got to say I love the way you sway my love. We don't fall in love, we don't fall in love. Independent woman with the money, yeah, money.
You
should
be in your
virgin. You're designed to take.
Come on, right.
Got me wishing time will last. Never really saw it coming.
Yeah, yeah. Tigers. I said I'm falling, falling, falling,
falling.
Nothing new, baby, we ballin', ballin', ballin'. In the draft, number one, baby, talking Spalding.
Yes,
about
right.
The money and you dialed and I left it calling. Left the ring and I be chillin' in my necklace with a white tee.
Yes,
shawty in motion picture, girl, I feel like Spike Lee. It's kinda crazy, hitters trippin', but they shawty's not the victim. You'd be itching if you peeped your shawty liked me. That's crazy.
Wow.
Top off the Lambo in the gray Mercedes, my baby.
Yeah.
I fix your issues, all you gotta do is show me that love that I never seen. Half time patiently, waiting for my pretty young thing, you the one I need.
That was dope.
Hey, y'all. Wow. King Titus is in the building, y'all. Wow. Okay. Wow. Ebony, is it a hit or miss?
Yeah. It is a hit. I like that. I like that. I just followed you.
Right.
I just followed you on Instagram, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Lisa Stewart, is it a hit or miss?
It's a hit. We got Ebony opening up the show. King Titus headlining
it.
There it is.
All right. Say no more. Dwayne Omar, is it a hit or miss?
You know what I'm going to say? It's a hit all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
There it is. So it's official. It's official, ladies and gentlemen. It is a hit, and it's going down like hot butter popcorn. That part, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I forgot. The promoter is going to be promoting the tour. Mr. Mark Bolden, 353 Promotion. Is it a hit or is it a miss?
It reminds me of a young Eric Roberson. That's a hit, man.
Wow. That's big. The endorsements are out. And with the powers invested in me on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio and Talk Show and Jam Session, we commit. This is King Titus Day. That's right. Independent woman, y'all. Drop live, world premiere, world preview. Congratulations. Wow. Hold on. When we come back from this commercial break, we're going to get into some more serious stuff. Ebonique and King Titus, Omar, and Lisa, and Mark, we got to get into now. We got to go talk about some real issues and how can we combat as the African-American, brown and black community, how we can make change some things. All right, hold on. Let's pay the bills.
Yeah.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena, 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! Joyfulexpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
All right, welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with my distinguished guests, are Miss Ebonique in the building all the way from the Midwest, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
353 Promotions, Mark Bolden, King Titus, and Big Brother Almighty Dwayne Omar, and of course, the boss herself, PR established Miss Lisa Storton in the building. Hey, we're back from our commercial break. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty. Let's talk about Wisconsin. Now, have everybody heard about the tragedy that happened in Wisconsin?
Uh-huh.
No,
yes, sir.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's hard to keep up with it.
I mean, it's just like first George and now this. So what are y'all thoughts about police reform right now? We know that it's needed. What are your thoughts? I mean, let's start with Ebony. Ebony, what is your thoughts about what happened in Wisconsin, and what do you think need to be those appropriate changes?
When I say I'm trying to research what I missed, it's so much news to stay up on top of. You might want to come back to me, Sean.
Okay, all right. I'm going to come back to you. And let me not just give you, it was an incident. It was an incident where a brother was shot in the back 7 times by the police officer. So we're trying to figure out why did that happen? How did it happen? What was the cause and nature of it? We know he separated 2 girls from doing good. He was a peacemaker, trying to be a peacemaker. He was shot 7 times in the back. So let me ask you, King Titus, what is your thoughts on that? I know you probably watch CNN. And somebody shot in the background.
I did see the video up on social media, and I just couldn't believe it. You know, there's been multiple different videos like that around the internet.
They've been protesting like
3 days
a week.
I can't find who. Okay. So say that one more time. We were really, somebody was talking in the background. Who was that talking in the background? Who got some speakers? Somebody must got their speakers on. I don't know, but it's about to go down. All right. Talk to me.
Yeah. So I saw the video around, and there's been multiple videos like that streaming around the internet as of lately, and it's all unbelievable. And I think I'll speak for the young generation and say, I mean, a lot of this stuff that's being placed in front of us on the daily should be our reminder as far as the young generation that hatred and negativity and all that stuff, it just isn't worth it. You know, there's just too many lives being lost. And I know we live in a world where social media is everything, but being able to step away from it sometimes is just a solution that I go to. And that's coming from an artist as well. So that's how I feel.
Okay. All right, Mr. Dwayne Omar. What are your thoughts?
Well, I believe based upon the repetitive assault in one direction, it's because a high enough price have not been paid yet. Because when you don't value a life, like for instance, I had a situation the other day where I knew that if this person was of a European descent, they would have got a much more favorable treatment than I did. And just to make a long story short, it was one of those things where I was helping somebody that was a stranger to me. I didn't know them. I see them on the side of the freeway, and they looked like they were distraught. It was a baby in the car, and African-American gentleman driving the car, and then a young lady in the car. So I offered assistance, right? I didn't know them from Adam. I used my AAA card to have AAA come to tow them off the freeway. When the guy, I told him, I can't wait because I got some place to be. I had to go meet the wifey, you know, family first, but I want to offer assistance to these people. It was about 2:00 in the morning. Make a long story short, the AAA guy shows up and he calls me, and I said, yeah, I told him I wouldn't be there, but blah, blah, blah. There's a baby in the car. He said, well, I can't do anything because you're not here. I said, are you telling me that you're going to leave the vehicle on the freeway at 3:00 in the morning with the baby in a car seat? And he's like, well, it's policy. I said, let me tell you something. Your policy would be non-existent if that was a white baby in that car, and you know that. So then he got upset, right? And he, and I said, let me tell you something, right? He said, well, text me your ID front and back. I said, I'm not texting you my ID front and back. Text me yours. I'm not just going to text it to you because you know, because you're asking for it. Because if you got my ID in this social media, it don't take much for you to get the last four of my social and get into my bank account. I said, send me your ID. He didn't want to do that. He didn't like that. He said, I don't like that. I said, let me tell you something. I've been around. I'll be 55 this year. I've been around long enough to understand that you do what you want to do when someone ain't looking. If that was a white baby, it wouldn't have been no questions asked. So I understand when we start holding their feet to the fire, hit them financially, voting folks out of office that don't back us, when something happens to us, it'll stop.
Wow. Incredible, incredible. Lisa Stewart, what is your thoughts, sis?
Well, you know, I'm just tired of the fact that, like, okay, you know, people said, oh, he had a warrant anyway. Even though he wasn't involved in that particular crime, he had a warrant. Why can't we just be arrested? Why does the police officer have to be judge, jury, and executioner? Why does he get that right? Why can't we just be arrested? I posted on Facebook last week, anybody ever had the police pull a gun on them? Because I've had it. And I had like 86 people immediately, like, yeah, it happened to me. And these are people that, you know, I was an HOA manager at a community. And one of the, this little white girl came in, she was following one of my residents in, broke our gate, everything, come in. And she called the police. She said, it's a bunch of black people attacking me. They came guns out. I'm in a business suit. I'm with the security guard in a full-on security suit. They put the guns out of us, told us to get on the ground the whole night. One of my residents, my Caucasian residents, had to come out and say, no, she's the manager. She manages this whole complex. And they still didn't put their guns down until they walked up on us. And so it's not just about, oh, you're already a criminal or you already this. These people, these cops are scared to death for some reason. And maybe we need to figure out how to reevaluate them. Because these are bullies who probably were bullied in school and now taking opportunities to take it out on other people. That's how I feel about
it.
Yeah, that's real deep.
You put
that man 7 times up close like
that, you could have pulled him back. There's a lot of things that could have
took place.
Right. So let me pose this question to everybody on the line. Give me three things, everybody give me three things that needs to happen in order to move us in a more positive direction. One, as a community. Two, as a nation. And three, personally. Starting with Ebony.
I'm just going to say, there's nothing wrong with positive words and edification, like we were talking about the other day. It's not enough people lifting each other up. And that's what I think this is really all about. It's not enough people edifying one another. It's just too much people competing when you should be loving each other. And that's what I firmly believe.
Okay. That's a lot. King Titus. You have a
floor. I think kind of like what my dad was saying when he mentioned, you know, voting those out of office who are, you know, the head of the problem is a big thing. And as well as, you know, once you find that problem, executing whatever it is, depending on, you know, the solution, making sure we follow through with that. And then personally, I'd say, like how I mentioned, stepping away from social media has always been good for me when I see stuff like that. Because I noticed you see that video, then you end up on another video that's similar to that you had no idea about. So, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Mark Bolt, you have the floor.
Oh, man. So, for me, you know, I'm pro-black, man. So, I can't tell you. I've had a lot of those situations. You know what I mean? But at the same token, I will tell you this. You know, at the end of the day, I believe God. So, you know, my thing is, man, this world need to get back to God, bro. Get back to the foundation of that. And that's for me, and that's for you know, anything that's going to make us better. But I'm pro-black, so I really can't tell you how I would deal with the situation. because we're on radio. You know what I'm saying? So, but y'all, that's my thing. I can't say no more.
Okay, we're going to protect the one, protect your innocence. Okay, all right. Let's give it up.
You already know himself. What I'm thinking.
I already know what you're thinking. I already know what you're thinking. All right, Brother Dwayne Omar, please, tell us, take the floor. You have the floor, sir.
Well, that brother kind of set it up for what I got to say, because at the end of the day, you can't solve a spiritual problem with a natural solution. So the word of God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray
themselves.
And turn mm-hmm. from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. We need an intervention
right.
spiritually to start from the top down. That's it. That's what works. That's what lasts work. Because we can come up with all kind of ideas and scenarios, but at the end of the day, only the truth works. And the truth and the facts are two different things.
Right. Absolutely.
So that's what I am with it. I don't want to turn this into the church sermon, but at the end of the day, I know what works for me every single time, all the time, and that's the word of God.
That's it.
And
all right. Tell the truth and shame the devil. Come on now.
Come on.
Now.
Come on. Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I'm not scared to have a Holy Ghost time, especially on this station. This is strictly organic. If somebody feel it and chase the spirit and feel like talking, speaking, and tongue, whatever, we will yield and before that and just hear a word. Hear a word, man. Of God.
That's why,
come on,
that's
man.
Why you're blessed. That's why you're blessed, brother. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why you're blessed. You know, I'll just share something with you that the Lord gave me about one this morning, and I had to wake up King Titus and tell him about it. Because we're both in Southern California right now. I'm flying back east for about a week tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. Then we'll connect back. But anyway, God has given us a prophetic ministry, and I don't open my mouth and say God said if he didn't say it, because there has to be a manifestation and evidence. Otherwise, you're a false prophet. So around sometime between 1 and 1:30 this morning, I had to get up and go to the car. I don't want to wake the first lady up because I get these brainstorms sometimes for different business ventures, but this particular time, it was about King. And I actually had to make a video so I can remember what I said, and this is what came to me. It says, you tell my son, King Titus, that if he continues to walk uprightly before me and refuses to bow his knee to Baal, I will make him the highest grossing entertainer of all time. And they won't know that there's a God that put him on and not Satan. And
wow.
I told him, did I tell you that, King?
Yes, you did.
And he said, Dad, I receive it. He said, Dad, I receive it. I said, it's done. And then all of a sudden, I start getting phone calls. Ellen DeGeneres wants him. Good Morning America? Such and such. I said, all we had to do was say yes to God and let him do what he do. And look it, now you're on the sound Sean Ross show. Amen?
Wow.
Amen. And we trending. And we trending. When you think we're not, this is a body of work. We trending. Go ahead, Brother Omar.
Come on.
I like when Big Boy come with the word. Okay, yeah. We got a hot pen. Mm-hmm. But I also want to get y'all. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I just say this. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, because it's obvious that certain things are just logically correct. Even without being a student of the word, there's certain things just automatically correct. When in 1999, I had a car accident, and I had my left leg crushed. And they took me to Daniel Freeman Hospital. I was on my way to see was having complications with his pregnancy. The devil was trying to kill him. And I left the studio being up for about 9 days, and I said, I'm going to go and fly out to go see about him. But guess what? She told me, don't go because I know you're tired. Well, I dozed off on the way to the airport. Make a long story short, Kobe Bryant's old surgeon, who did his life-stopping surgery, told me, he said, brother, we don't put cast on these type of injuries. He said, your leg is crushed. He said, we suggest amputation, and if we don't amputation before the night's over, gangrene can set in, and you can have a heart attack and die. That's what he told me. And I thought about it for a few minutes, and the word came up in my gut, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. My mother was a righteous person. And I, on her faith, even though she was going, I said, in Jesus' name, if Jesus spoke to fig trees, I'm talking to my leg. Leg, in the name of Jesus, I command you to regenerate the way you originally designed to function. Sinews, tendon, I command the bone fragments to be replaced for the new fragments. I call on my heavenly account, and I did that for 9 days. I went from a wheelchair to a walker to a cane in 3 months, and I looked.
Wow.
God is a reward of those who
are diligent. All the time, all the time.
About me too.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
He's real. He's real. Not too much about him to doubt.
Not too much about him.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
So I wanted to ask you another question. How do you feel about the NBA? Protesting and no games today. Do you think that was good or bad for the league, or good or bad for the community in which they they're letting their voices be heard?
I think
it's an open question.
Anytime that a group of people can flex their muscle and let them know y'all don't have this, y'all ain't got this by yourself. You know what I mean? And demonstrate that we will disrupt your paper. If you don't attend to our needs and you don't show a regard for what we do, I think it's always good. I think it's always good because it's reminding them that they ain't got this on lock like they think they do. If we remove our dollar from the economy, guess what? There is no economy.
Exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Black Wall Street, ladies and gentlemen. I have to say, which Eastern board are you on now? Come on, talk to me.
Come on now. Come on.
So, as we get to, I got to play a couple of snippets of these songs real quick because we're programmed to do it, and I'm gonna get y'all opinion. I'm just gonna play a little snippet, and see if y'all hit a couple of hit a miss. King Titus and Ebonique, and y'all, I guess, and Lisa be getting ready to pitch on the hot seat. Yeah, I got one quick question for the hot seat, but I have to. Play this one record real quick, y'all. Excuse me. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show, and we like to keep our word, and we're doing it like this.
Water Radio, KEWRDB.
Welcome back to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. What y'all think about that one right there, huh? Miss Gateway in the building, brick by brick. It's dope. Okay. I'm working on collabs. We know Miss Ebonique will definitely open up the show and hold it down. And then we're trying to let King Titus carry the torch and take us to the promised land.
Yep. I like it. I'm a
R&B
fanatic.
Okay, R&B fanatic. This young lady right here, I'm going to give you one more snippet, and then we're going to chime up on out of here. This young lady will be performing this weekend at the Loose Ends concert, Jazz, and she's definitely going to be in the building. I'm just going to give you a quick 30-second bite of this. You tell me what you think. Yeah, King Titus, we're going to build an arsenal around you, my brother, my nephew, my friend. All right, here we go.
All right,
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, thanks everybody. I hear a little bit of an echo now. Oh, the phone.
It don't make no sense, babe. Why you acting like this? Catching flights one way, and you know you're wrong, babe. But I ain't right. I've still been doing my thing on the low, but that ain't right. That ain't right. I done some things in my past that you don't know about me. But two wrongs don't make it right, so don't make it all about me. All about me. So what about you? What about you?
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Hey, we can't give y'all all that. We can't give it to you right now. You got to show up at the show. Ain't that right, Ebony? Because you hosted.
Yes,
Ebony is hosting
yes,
the concert
yes.
this weekend in Cincinnati, Ohio,
yes.
at the fairgrounds. It is going to be live. We got my man, what? Who,
yeah,
Tom
man,
Brown,
what,
Jamaica Funk? Jamaica Funk
yes,
is what it
yes,
is?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
okay.
Yeah,
all right,
okay.
Loose ends.
All right, loose ends.
Yeah. Yeah, we got Tom Brown, Loose Ends. We funkin' for Jamaica. We hanging on the stream. We doing all of that and everything. It's going to be vendors. It's going to be food. It's going to be drinks. You know, just drive on Loose Ends, social distance and all that.
Wow, that was straight
man,
Echo
man,
City. I'm not sure
yeah,
somebody
heard,
must
I
got
heard,
their
got their
computer and telephone right together. But hey, we did it. We did it. I want everybody to give their tag. How can I get in contact with you, Miss Ebony? You want to give your number, your blood type, your social security number?
Yeah. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. Laugh Life is. L-A-S-S-L-Y-F-E, Laugh Life, Laugh Forgive Me Life. Facebook, I got my website, www.laughlife.com. I sell t-shirts, support the movement, and I will see y'all on Saturday.
All right. King Titus, finish your tag.
Yep, so everybody yep, follow so me on any social platform, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. At I am King Titus. That's IamKingTitus. I'm a single independent woman. Dropped on all platforms as well as a Vigo Nation video on YouTube. So check it out.
All right. Dwayne Omar, what's your tag?
DwayneOmar.com. And my email is DwayneOmar@DwayneOmar.com. Facebook. And it's easy. Make it easy, right? Yes, sir. And, of course, again, I got to echo my son, at I Am King Titus, because that's what I'm rocking with. And next time, Sean, you bring us on the show and talk about a show going down and King Titus ain't on that. I'm
going to
be highly offended.
Hey, I'm going to blame on me. Cause they just, I was just the last minute addition. They told me at the last minute. Mark Bolden, he's the promoter on the phone. Mark Bolden's on the phone.
We'll absolutely be talking
because
I already know he the real deal. And
oh, yeah.
Okay,
we're
going to
get
him. Absolutely. Thank y'all. Thank you for having us.
All right. Lisa, you want to push your tag, Lisa Stewart?
What's your tag, Lisa Stewart?
You can reach me at Celebrity Team Team on Instagram, Facebook, because we are back.
Well, I don't know why the last 2 minutes has been echo. They're going to fix it in the editing room before it go out tomorrow. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. On behalf of E-Water Radio, Lisa Stewart, and all my Jewish guests, I want to say we love you. Keep sharing the word. Keep promoting. Hey, we got Ebony in the building, King Titus. Prophet Dwayne Omar. It's been a blessing. So Sister Lisa Stewart, the publicist of the West Coast, and Mark Bowdre for our promotions. For God, for Central, for State, all my Centralians, Ross. We love y'all, and when y'all come to my city, I want y'all to do it like this one time. We out of here, but when you come to my city, y'all got to tap in.
Nip,
tap
Hustle,
in,
rest
all right?
Up, King. She a beer. When you land in my city, you better tap in. Before you go to the hood, you better tap in. Before you go out to eat, you better tap in. Before you buy you some weed, you better tap in. Now, homie, tap in. Bang my line, it'd be smart of you to do before you chance your life. Dangerous outside, and mixing with these buzzers who ain't got no stripes. Yeah, don't be so fast exposing your dough. They had you robbed naked on the side of the road. Gave me some of these souls, but you've been told for sure. To be these fine fly women out here plotting the most. It's a way to move, especially on the West Coast. I got the formula, you got to break them, get you a dope. Dope minds with four fives in most cities worldwide. It's rules to live by, and one day we all die. It's real beer to check in. I wish they connected to street beer. It's different, it's square business. You better listen, Muslim fig, don't forget.
When you hit LA, you better tap in. When you see Las Vegas, you better tap